Sunday Morning Show with Walt and Mike as we continue on this morning. Dick Derby in the studio with us with Project Help Feed a Neighbor. And we have been talking with you for several years about what's going on right now. And well, first of all, good morning. Welcome back. And let's just say it's time for the bags to be picked up tomorrow. What's going on?
Well, thank you. It's wonderful to be on the show again. And Project Feed a Neighbor, which started last Saturday with the distribution of over 7,000 grocery bags with a pink fluorescent instruction label, were delivered all over neighborhoods in Ishpeming, West Ishpeming, south of Ishpeming, Negaunee, and out on the Republic, Mishigami, Champion area. And now is the reminder to all of the wonderful people in those communities to please make a generous donation of non-perishable food items or paper and hygiene products into those bags and set them up out curbside starting at 10 o'clock on the 18th. This wonderful army of volunteers from area churches, high schools, Boy Scout, Girl Scout units will be coming through the neighborhoods to pick up those food donation items and restock the food pantries at the Salvation Army and three St. Vincent de Paul stores.
Long and the short of it is if you got one of these bags at your home last Saturday, the time is now to get everything in order because the pickup is Saturday morning. It's 10 o'clock or so that they're hitting the bricks and they're going to be coming out and picking these items up. But really, Dick, this is just the second half of a fantastic sort of community-based effort to help get these food banks filled, which is very important right now.
Yes, and we get asked a lot about why we do that in the spring, and it's not an accident at all. The food donations that come in from the big Canathon and what typically are very generous giving periods around Thanksgiving and Christmas each year to fill up the food pantries at Salvation Army and St. Vincent de Paul, those items are depleted, and the shelves are very empty in those stores. And the number of people who need that food and food supplements is always with us in our community. And so here's an opportunity to restock and put food into those shelves, to have a lot of variety that gives needy families a chance to not only have food variety and fix a good meal, but also one that has good nutritional variety. So a very, very important project and one that everybody in our community can participate in.
That's one thing I wanted to mention is with the focus on this, it sort of started in Ishpeming and Negaunee areas. It's expanded now, and that's why you've got more volunteers as well.
Well, and we want to thank Wesley United Methodist Church has been the original sponsor of Project Feed a Neighbor. But now with the Negaunee folks coming on board, that's been just wonderful. It's the Negaunee Ministerial Association working specifically with Mitchell United Methodist Church there. We always want to say thank you to the Pioneer Kiwanis Group who deliver the bags out into the Republic, Champion, Mishigami area. We want to thank our great friends out at the Tilden Township Hall and their administrative group and volunteers who distribute bags throughout the National Mine area and down into what we call the South 581 country. Just a whole host of volunteers that get involved with this project.
And that is something that you get all these folks together and you've got young people, you've got high school students, you've got scout groups, church groups, they all come together to make this happen.
And we want to say thank you to the students from Westwood, Ishpeming, Negaunee High School and our really good friends at Hartman High. We couldn't do this work without all those kids coming out to help. And it's always great to get the feedback from them on how much they appreciate being involved in the volunteer aspect of it, the service aspect, community awareness, community outreach. The kids are just great, and we just give thanks for all of their wonderful, wonderful efforts.
Well, go ahead.
Well, it's a chance once again, yeah. And we're just on the air to remind everybody, please, every household can make a contribution, even if it's just a few cans of food or a box of pasta or something to help us restock those shelves at Salvation Army and St. Vincent de Paul.
It's coming up Saturday, and the pickup starts when?
10 o'clock. That army of wonderful volunteers will be moving through the neighborhoods between 10 and noon all day on the 18th.
Well, that's the idea here is if you got one of these bags at your home, at your location, or whatever it may be, please fill it up or at least put a few items in it because it helps helps out those in our community that are in need. Dick, I wish you good luck with it and certainly keep us posted as to how it goes.
Okay, and we should also say if for some reason you're out of town or you forget or you lost a bag or didn't get a bag, you can always make a donation directly to the Salvation Army or St. Vincent de Paul or drop food items off at Wesley United Methodist Church or Mitchell United Methodist Church.
Dick Derby with us this morning. He's coordinator of Project Feed a Neighbor. It's all coming up this weekend, Saturday morning. The bags are going to be picked up in the western end of Marquette County. If you got one, please fill it up. Thanks for your time this morning.
Thank you.
If you missed any of our interview, we'll have it posted a little bit later for you at our website at sunny.fm. We'll also have the vital information there so you don't forget about the project Help Feed a Neighbor. It'll make sure that it gets the food pantries restocked and you can help out. Pick up coming up Saturday morning, 10 to noon in the west end of the county. It's all about keeping you connected to what's happening here in the community on the Sunday Morning Show with Walt and Mike.